time today where Cox was even defensive end. He moved him out to defensive end. Yeah. Had you inside. I mean, when you're practicing that, it's like, what are we doing here?
I mean, you know, it just give them different looks and stuff that they got to worry about because, you know, the guards inside usually can't move, like, from side to side. They can't change directions real good, so I feel like that's a good matchup for me sometimes. And I got a couple of the center kept coming down on me, so I just, you know, stayed outside most of the game.
Looked like Ben was trying to find those escape hatches there that he usually finds, but he couldn't get there. Why was it? Because you guys were just closing in
because,
on that?
Because film study, we know what he liked to do. He liked to step up and extend plays, and we know he liked to stay back there a little bit and, you know, find open guys. And his eyes always downfield, and for us, we just had to be relentless and stay after him and, you know, stop 84.
What does it say about this defense to hold Ben Roethlisberger without a touchdown pass?
I mean, it's a start for us. We got to make sure we continue to keep doing this and, you know, putting in the preparation because it was a big week for us, and we really, you know, was really trying to. We knew we had to get to 7 in order for everything to kind of cease because we knew he wanted to go to 84, and I mean, sure enough, we shut him down today.
Did you guys ever say anything that showed his frustration during the course of that?
No, that's one thing. Ben is a true warrior, and we know he's never gonna stop. And I didn't see him get frustrated at all. We just kept coming. And I mean, what can you do when you coming like that? I mean, he tried as hard as he could, and you know, we just made more plays.
What's the ceiling for this team?
Huh?
What's the ceiling for this team?
I don't know. I mean, if we keep playing like that, it's no ceiling.
Feel like you made a statement with this game?
I mean, you know, I feel like we did. I feel like we improved. We got a lot better. And, you know, we stopped a good team, a great team, and a well-coached team. And, you know, my hat's off to them because they made us work this week.
Brandon, you guys were overlooked coming in this season within your own division, let alone within the league. But to do what you did out there today the way you guys did it, I mean, you feel like you got everybody's attention now.
I mean, I hope we still get overlooked because, I mean, man, it feels so good when people talking the way they did because they added a little fuel. We watched a little bit of the TV this morning, and they was just saying how they was going to dog us. And, you know, I was just happy, man, that we came out and we did what we were supposed to do. And I hope we stay the underdog because, you know, for us, nobody gave us a chance. And we stayed together, and all it is if we stay together in here, that's all that matters. And I think we're going to do that because Doug and those guys, you know, going to make sure of it.
Compliments can be tough from Jim. Were there any on the sidelines today? Was it afterwards?
Nope, just stay after it. Just stay after it.
That's
you know
it?
What I'm saying? Just stay after it.
That's it?
You know, that's it. He stayed focused, you know, because in those games, man, that when you start getting lax, that's when stuff started to creep in, and I think – we did a great job at staying focused and staying at the task at hand and keeping your hands around the throat. You know
what
I'm saying?
How about when you got here in here, though?
Oh, we got it here. Yeah, it's let go. Game over now. We can enjoy each other.
Did your gym like
it? No, I didn't see him. He probably just in the locker room, you know, probably going up. But he, you know, tried to keep that demeanor. He tried to keep it real cool.